Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Mark Daly, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And, of course, we're being brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. Also brought to you by our buds, Bud Light and Mick Ultra. Right now, we are making our way to the Ray Snell Sports Line, and we welcome back to the program Derek Seidel, head coach of the Napoleon basketball varsity squad there. Hey, Derek.
How's it going?
It's going well, man. Thanks for joining us again this year. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. I'm always glad to get on and talk basketball.
And we always like talking basketball here. That's a good coincidence. Hey, I'm not sure if you're aware, but there's a little game coming up on Friday.
Yeah, I am aware.
So this, I mean, you couldn't write the scripts any better for how this game with Napoleon versus Vandercook Lake is shaping up on Friday. Both teams having one loss going into this game, tied for the conference lead right now. But really, right now, I think Vandercook would have the edge since your one loss is against them. Is that kind of how that works out?
I think traditionally, yeah. If you were running standings, you usually would give the tie would go to the head-to-head matchup. So I'm sure that would be how they would split that up. I think typically if the season ends that way, they might just, give a split title or whatever.
Right.
But I definitely think if you had to list the standings, you got to put Vandercook first since they got us the first time around.
Well, since they had you, and that was quite a while ago. That was back in beginning of January?
Early January. Yeah. Yep. It feels like forever ago. But,
I know.
Yeah, it was about a month ago.
Since then, you had a close one against Michigan Center. They're a pretty tough team. But you really run away from a lot of teams like East Jackson, Hanover Horton, Grass Lake, Lumen, Addison. You really have just kind of had a good string of domination there in the games since you and I last spoke.
Yeah, we've really been playing well. Some of the scores there, I don't think maybe are show just how close some of those games were. I mean, we did have to come back to beat Lumen Christi. We were down 5 going into the fourth quarter in that game, and we had a pretty close game with Hanover Horton. It was, I think they were leading by a few at the half, and we had a really good second half from there. So we have been tested a little bit in that stretch, and we've also been able to I guess pull away in a lot of those games, which has been nice. But yeah, I mean, we've been progressing pretty well. I think the guys have been working hard. I know that after the way the first game ended with Vandercook, we definitely are looking forward to getting another shot at them. And I think we've been having some pretty good practices this all week. We just had a game with Addison earlier this week. We were able to take care of business there. But I think even before that one, it was tough to not be looking ahead to this Friday just because it is such a big game, and whoever wins will be in first place alone and really have that clear path towards winning the title. So, it's exciting. I think our guys are definitely ready, and I'm ready for sure too. So,
that first Vandercook game, you're away. You're at Vandercook, and it was 61-54, the final there. This week, tomorrow, on a game that you'd be able to hear on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, you have them at home. That's going to give you an advantage over a Vandercook team, which just not too long ago suffered their first loss.
Yeah, no doubt. It actually also happens to be our homecoming this week. So we've got some of the festivities that always come along with that will be going on during the game as well. So with that combined with the fact that, like as you mentioned, it's two of the top teams right now in the Cascades, it should be a really good atmosphere. Our home crowd, our home students have really shown out well all year long, and we feel that they give us a good advantage when we play at home. So I'm sure they're going to be loud and into the game, which is exciting. It's great for the kids, the players and stuff. They love being able to feed off of the crowd's energy. So I think that's going to be something that hopefully plays to our advantage. Obviously it can feed the energy for the for Vandercook as well. But overall, it just should really be a really good atmosphere. And I think having this one at home is obviously helpful. You know, it was a tough game on the road at their place, and it was a great environment that time around too. So, it should be interesting to see how all that plays into the outcome of the game.
All right, so what are the keys? What do you have to do to get a win Friday night?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is just gonna, you know, be making sure that we handle the emotions of the situation well. You know, with it being, you know, what we expect, a huge crowd, we expect it to be loud and they're hard to communicate, and obviously there's a lot on the line. So making sure we come in and still just are able to take that deep breath early in the game and settle in and play our game. Don't want to get too wound up and let the adrenaline kind of take you out of your game. So that'll definitely be key. And then in terms of tactically, I mean, we really got to do a good job of trying to stop their guards. Jermaine Buckner in particular has really given everybody in the league trouble this year. So just trying to keep him in front of us and make it tough on him on offense. I mean, he's going to score points. We just want to make him have to take a lot of shots to get his points, and we want to make him have to take tough shots. And they have good shooters around him with Demarion Smith and their other wing, Jimenez, and then they have Eric Wilson, who's their post player who can shoot it from the perimeter. So they have a lot of offensive weapons, so trying to slow them down will be key, and then we're hoping we can find some ways to score with them. I think at the end of the day, I expect it to be a high-scoring game, and we may just have to outscore them in the long run. And I think we've had some guys playing well lately. Zach Johnson just the other day scored 19 points against Addison. It's good to see him getting going. You know, he's starting to shoot the ball a little bit better like we were hoping he would this year. And guys like Javen Toomey-Patterson have really, really stepped up as the year's gone on as a senior for us that just does a little bit of everything. He can knock down shots, can get to the rim, handles the ball for us, and he guards the other team's best player every night. So we have a lot of guys. Hopefully we can continue to use the balance that we've had all year to give us an edge. And, I expect it to be tough. There's obviously going to be runs in the game. I think it should be key for us to make sure we can weather the storm when they go on their runs and not let them extend them for too long.
All right, very good. Well, Coach, best of luck this Friday. We're happy to be carrying the game live from Napoleon on Friday, and we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's talk back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.